It's just a few days before the first round of elections in Liberia. While voters are on the streets supporting their presidential candidates, a small group of people have gathered to discuss problems in Liberia's fishing industry. Just 5 months before, President Ellen Johnson Sirleaf issued Executive Order No. 84, reducing the inshore exclusive zone from 6 nautical miles to 3 nautical miles. This means Liberian fishermen will only have half of the exclusive use of the Atlantic. They will have to share the waters with foreign trawlers. Jerry Blamo is the Secretary General for the Liberia Artisanal Fishermen Association, or LAFA. LAFA represents some 114 fishing communities along the 579-kilometer-long coastline. He says the fishermen were upset about this sudden change.
It is true the insurance executive order did not go down well with artisanal fishermen. They also have the propensity to create hardship on the fishermen of Liberia. We have written the president and also the speaker of the House and that of the pro tem, the Senate, informed them about the order. But in response, the president maintained that indeed the order stands. Same thing, we are trying very hard to also talk to our international partners. They're getting their view about the order and their where we remain.
Did she give you any reasons for changing this? Because there are a lot of fishermen here in Liberia. I mean, you have a very long coastline.
Yeah, according to the order, she said that the fishery resources of Liberia have been underutilized over the years, and because the government intending to generate more funds, this where she decided to reduce the 6 nautical miles to 3.
Do you agree with that? I mean, there are a lot of people who make their living on the sea, not only fishermen, but women who sell the fish and buy the fish. It's a very large part of the local economy.
No, the reduction of the 6 nautical miles did not really go down well with traditional fisher folks in Liberia. Also, create hardship on the fishermen nationwide, because if you're reducing the 6 nautical miles to 3, definitely you are putting the fishermen out of business as well as the fishmongers.
Sirleaf said that she shortened the nautical miles because the waters were underutilized by native Liberian fisherfolk. According to the Bureau of National Fisheries, some 33,000 fisherfolk depend on fishing, fish processing, fish trade, and selling fish at markets around the country. Teresa Bayan is the secretary for LAFA's Women's Wing, representing women who process and sell Liberia's fish. She says that so many people depend on the sea for their livelihood, and the government hasn't invested in artisanal fisher people, which is part of the problem.
But for our president to come out and say that the resources have been underutilized, it is because the sector have no support. If we have support, we can change from these old boats to maybe a bigger ones that can carry some motor, and then we will have a better catch. But with the size of canoe that they are using, it won't give them the strength of the power to go all the way up to where fish, the fish, as she is saying, that the resources have been underutilized. It is because we are not having the right gears to go and fishing. It will really affect us because it's the sea that we depend on for our livelihood, to feed our children and pay their school fees, and even find clothing and shelter for them. So we remember some years back when the trawlers were here, there were a great reduction in our sales because we were no longer receiving the amount of fish that we're supposed to take to the market. So we working in collaboration with the men, and we don't want the 6 nautical miles to be reduced, because if it reduced, definitely our income will be reduced.
Liberia's fisher folk use motorized dugout canoes. They're no match for giant Chinese and Korean trawlers, who take in a lot more fish than the artisanal fishermen. During Liberia's 14-year civil war, many foreign trawlers fished in Liberia's waters with impunity. It wasn't until 2009 that the 6-mile zone was created to protect those who fish. Before then, foreign boats were abusive, says Bayong.
We are very worried that it won't go worse than this, because we don't want the trawlers coming back. The past experience that we have with them, when the Chinese and the Korean boats used to be on our water, they used to waste hot water on our fishermen. They used to beat them, and we got pictures to that effect. Some of them got wounded, And this is how we wrote our petition statement and took it to the Ministry of Agriculture. And we thank God at that time, since 2009, they addressed the situation and the trawlers all left. So bringing them back again, we are very worried. We don't want them anymore in our water.
We spoke to fisher folk here in Monrovia who remember Chinese and Korean boats pouring hot water on them, attacking them, and trying to capsize their dugouts. Amos T. Wese, a fisherman who points out the scar on his face between his eyes, recalls the time he was assaulted.
Yeah, I was attacked at the time the fishing boat came down, and a Korean boat, I think you can see the mud right here. Okay. They knocked me with shovel and I fell in the water. It was about the grace of the man who was myself 1 year to take me from in the water. Actually, we were not forcing. We only went inside the net after taking our net from in the water, putting it in their boat. Him talking from one thing to another, the job went and knocked me with a shovel.
With the shovel?
Shovel, yeah, shovel.
So you're worried that this is going to happen again?
I'm not hoping that it might happen, but I don't want for it to happen again. When the people went there, they said they were going to arise, and I told them, I said, you leave them. We're going to follow the proper channel. But we went to the manager of that boat, and nothing he did.
Nothing?
Nothing. I spent my own money.
To get your head
fixed?
We
went to fishery, and all fishery called them, and they didn't appear.
So that was it?
That was all to it.
So do you feel not protected then by the fisheries commission?
See, the fishery, at times, sometimes when we have problems, we go to them. Like the fishing boat, when we're fishing here, we go to them. They can't say anything. They say the fish will pay more money than all.
And that's part of the problem. The fisher folk work to feed their families. They don't have lucrative contracts like Chinese or Korean operators. One of the tactics the trawlers used against the Liberian fishermen was to drive straight into their nets, which would capsize the small canoes. This happened to Anthony Dudu, who usually catches cassava fish.
I was on a water deep sea, a fishing boat called Inter-7. He ran straight in my net and drag the net, and then they come back and turn outside and capsize. And I own a floater in our water for 3 days, day, 3 days, and 3 nights, opposite from a place in Taylor House up sea. And the water carried me all the way to Marshall on the beach. That's where the water pulled me on the beach, on the sand. And I thank God, and I think I love you.
3 days and nights?
3 days and 3 days and 3 nights, over floater. And nothing can all of that, as far as the complaint, nothing.
You know who did it. You know the boat that hit you.
The boat called Inter-7, Inter-7.
Andrew Y. Sumo is the head of the artisanal fisheries section for the Bureau of Fisheries. Although he works for the government, he deals directly with fishermen and understands the problem if more and more large foreign vessels come into Liberian waters.
Yes, if more trawlers, I know they will be affected, but I don't know what measure will be put in place so that what was done before shouldn't be repeated, because like before, things were done without any management control, just randomly. You know, but for now, the West Africa Regional Fisheries Project and the EU have been building the capacity of the Bureau of Fisheries. And you know, there are a whole lot of qualified staff who understands fisheries. When it comes to ensuring that the locals benefit from the resources, I think that is on the mind of the Bureau of Fisheries while they make decisions. We feel for them too. And at that level, because this is an executive order, but we, on the other hand, are the managers, and we have to be very careful so that there will be no misunderstanding, no fight, because that is what we're trying to avoid, trying to put the fishermen together. You know, so that they don't fight at sea, so that they will be each other's brother's keeper at sea. And that's what we want at sea. That's sanity.
Teresa Bayon, LAFA Women's representative, says they won't accept this new presidential decree because she knows what will happen.
We'll take the street because this is all we have. We will have a peaceful demonstration telling our government that we don't want the trawlers in our water because of the past experience. They hurt our fishermen. They did a lot of things. They will even catch the juvenile fish. They will fish for the juvenile fish and then empty it into the ocean, and which caused the other species to run away because of the pollution. So we don't want them in our water. We are saying it and we mean it, and we are very serious. We don't want the trawlers into our water.
Jerry Blamo, the Fisher People Secretary General, says that he plans to speak with the next president about their plight because so many Liberians would be affected. Liberian fisher folk are waiting to find out who will be their next president. And then they'll work towards changing what they say is a damaging presidential decree.